At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome to This is Steph Sober, a weekly podcast for those in need of some sober support. I'm your host, Steph, and with me today, I have my daughter, Adeline.
I'm back!
She's back, you guys. She's been in popular demand as well, I have to let you know.
Actually? Yes.
Oh. I've had several people ask when you were going to come back on. So,
all right, well, get your popcorn ready because this one's better than the last, I'm telling you.
Ooh. Okay. So what we're going to do is a Q&A. I put out there on Instagram asking for questions, and we've got a few. So there's a few for me and a couple for Adeline, actually. So,
and we can just extend on from the topic.
Yeah, we'll just use that as our talking points, right? Uh-huh. All right, so I'm going to let you... So these first three questions are questions for me, but I will let you ask me the question.
What relationship has benefited the most?
Okay.
From your sobriety, yeah.
I would say the relationship with myself has probably been the most beneficial. And I think it's the most...
What about me?
Well, let me explain. I think it's... My relationship with myself was not in a good place. And when you don't have a good relationship with yourself, where you don't love yourself enough to take care of yourself, you then can't take very good care of the ones you love.
True.
So I think that is the most important and the one that has benefited the most. And then that trickles down to my relationships with everyone else, including you, my dear. I feel like it has helped me because I love myself enough and feel like I deserve good things. It's just really helped me be more available for you and more present for you.
You're the same person as like you were before, but like in a different way, if that makes sense. Like your personality is the same, but you're way more happier now to me. Like I can tell, like you're not always in a bad mood. And if you do get in a bad mood, it's like really easy for me to put you in a good mood. Like back then you would not get in a good mood at all. It would just stay in the bad mood.
Yeah, that's something that alcohol kind of does to you. It makes you think that it's the only thing that's going to be able to make you happy. It would be really hard for me to get in a good mood without it.
Yeah. Okay, ready for question two?
All right.
At what point did you really notice a mental shift in your sobriety? What month was it?
I would say I had a huge shift around month 5. And even if somebody were to go back to my Instagram, they would be able to see that there was kind of this time frame right around month 5 where I just really went inward and really started to unravel beliefs that weren't true anymore for me. Beliefs that I was letting alcohol keep alive or kept feeding those beliefs that really didn't sit well with me. And I started unraveling a lot of that stuff around month 5. And then figuring...
Wait, was month 5 May?
Yeah, month 5 was May.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. So was it like after our vacation?
Yeah.
That's when
it
really...
would have been after...
Yeah.
Did you notice something after our vacation? Is that why you're bringing that up?
No, but the vacation probably had a toll on it.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah, my first sober vacation. That was a fun trip, though. Last April, we went to Florida. Adeline does competitive cheer. We spent a lot of time on the beach, and I've never spent time on the beach sober, so it was a whole new experience for me, but I feel like I did more with you. There wasn't a lot of like, oh, you just go ahead, so I could just sit there and drink.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of the time, I didn't even go on vacation with the beach with you guys. It would just be you right. two just drinking.
Adult trip.
With yeah, and I'd just stay home wishing I was there. And then I'd be scared. I would, like, call you, and you'd be so drunk, and I'd be like, oh, Mom, are you good? And they would be, like, 11 o'clock there, and I'm like, oh, okay. You guys acted like teenagers. I was, like, acting more mature on the call.
Ouch.
Well, you... Well, it's true. Okay. Do you want question three?
All right, let's do question three.
Do you find it easy to laugh now that you're sober? What really makes you crack up?
You make me crack
Thank
up.
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for that answer.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Boy. I feel like you and I have laughed more the last year together.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yes. Well, also, I'm, like, more comfortable around you.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I can, like, say anything around you now. You, like, know everything about me. I don't keep secrets from you like any other people do.
Yeah. I know. And so what do we laugh at the most? What do you feel like you and I, like, when we're
other
just...
Other people.
But, like, other... Like, we love to, like, lay in your bed.
Oh, and laugh at, like, old videos or, like...
Yeah.
TikToks. Yeah.
Reels.
Did you hear that they're getting rid of TikTok?
Oh.
They might be... Well, that we'll say that for another... You guys can search that up if you need to. We need to talk about sobriety here, not that.
Let's stay on topic.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, hold on. Let's...
Yeah, we need to keep going on with this, because...
Okay. But let's just talk about this laughter thing, though, because I have been having... I just want to tell you, I've been having a lot of fun with that with you. We need another laugh sesh, I feel like. I think we're
right
due.
Now?
Not right now, but I'm just saying, now that this has been brought up.
Oh, am I, like, watching TikToks
yeah,
and
just,
stuff?
Like, laugh. And you want to know something else that I do now, and you have to tell me that, you have to admit I'm better at this.
What?
Because you tend to, like, to find, like, a video of me or a photo of me where I'm, like, maybe looking a little weird, like, making a weird facial expression.
Oh, you would get so pissed.
I used to get so mad at you when you would do that.
Oh, my gosh.
And you would make fun of me, and I would get so mad. But now...
Well, you do it back to me. It's fine.
Well, now I laugh at myself. Like, yeah. I feel like I can laugh at myself. That, yeah, you're doing it right now. I feel like because the narrative in my brain is not this negative self-talk that's, like, trying to be, you know... something I'm not.
Yeah.
I can laugh at myself when you're bullying me.
Okay, but also, I don't think you're really used to it. Like, I do it to everyone.
Well, I know you do.
Like, it's just normal. Everyone, anywhere you look, there's probably a camera taking a picture of you nowadays. Like, yeah. Always taking videos
of you. And you're not always
you.
Looking the best.
That's like, I have those videos of you when you were drunk and you had no idea, and I just whipped them out, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, she did that the other day. I didn't know she had... And she made a reel.
I made the reel.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks old now, but there was a reel that I let you make with some of the videos from when I was drinking. And
here, let me get the date.
Yeah, it was... Those are hard to see, and it's hard for me to, like, comprehend that you...
It was March 7th. So if you want to watch the amazing reel I made for her, go to March 7th... real.
Yeah, it starts out as like a black and white photo. But you did good on that reel. I mean, there were some parts of those videos that were really hard for me to watch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If
it's like
you just...
like, what do you call it? Cringy.
Yeah, when it's like... You gotta think, like, I hate hearing my voice. So if I, like, hear my voice, I just laugh it out and just pretend like it's not... Don't, like, think it negatively and get in your, like, head about it. Like, oh, my God, I hate my voice. Like, oh, I can't believe people hear my voice like this. Just laugh about it because, like... And also I learned, like, how you hear your voice in your head is, like, so differently than...
So different.
Yeah. Which is crazy. But, yeah, if I show you, like, another drinking video, just, like, laugh about it because you aren't that person anymore. So, like,
oh,
it's fine.
Thank you for saying that. It is hard to... It's hard to watch, though.
I bet, but, like, it's hard to watch those videos of me hip-hop dancing when I was 7, but I laugh it out. I didn't want to see them. It was hard to watch, but...
It's true. It's true.
I mean, that's not really, like, a close... They're not really related, but it's fine.
But it's kind
you get
of
what I'm trying
but
to
it's
say.
It's kind of related because it's an old version of you.
Yeah.
That is so different from you now. Like,
yeah.
You didn't know.
Just pretend if I'm showing you those videos, pretend that's a whole different person and be like, oh,
well,
my God, what are they doing? And then, like,
well,
laugh.
But it was. It is, right? It,
yeah, exactly.
Because, like,
just
when
pretend.
You look back at that 7-year-old girl, you see someone who doesn't, who didn't know the things you know now, right? Like, the things that you, that bothered you about maybe what she was doing in the video. And just for context, you guys, I had some old videos of Adeline when she was little. She liked to perform in the living room.
I was so outgoing.
You still are. Just not in that way. You still are. Just
I could go up
way.
To anyone and start dancing yes. in front of them. And now I can't
yeah.
do that. Like, who?
So she was watching these old videos of her dancing to, like, Let It Go. And, I mean, she full on reenacted
Maroon
the
5.
Whole thing. Yeah. And was having a hard time with it. But I get, thank you for bringing it up that way, because you're right. That is relatable. You know, sometimes we just, we're in a different place. We don't know things. We don't.
Just, like, think, like, that's not me now, and I'm not going to be like that again.
Oh,
just, like, laugh about,
no.
just laugh about it, laugh it off. Like, you can't really change the past. The past happened. Like, you got to just let it go and worry about the future.
Very wise words. Okay, so we have a couple questions for you.
Oh, here we go.
So this one just says, hi, Steph. Did your daughter try alcohol? How can you explain that there's no normal drinking, air quotes, normal drinking, which we'll dive into that here.
Wait, I want to tell you something. I'm going to say it on here.
Say it.
I've took a shot of Fireball before.
When was this?
2 years ago. So
you can tell
the person was on FaceTime with someone, and the person on FaceTime was doing bad things too. And also, like, so she was, like, showing off, and she, like, took her dad and started doing it, and I was, like, minding my business. And then I tried it because, like, come on now, when I would hang out with, like, you guys, I could tell, like, Fireball was, like, because you guys would, like, throw up.
Mm-hmm.
It was violent, and I'm like, okay, it can't be that bad. So actually,
I didn't like Fireball.
I didn't take a shot. I just, like, took a sip, and it hurt so bad. And then she like made me take more, but I just, like, got away and just stayed away and let her do her thing.
So, like, you didn't feel any effects of it?
No,
it just burned your throat.
Yeah, there's no need. Like, people like to drink to be cool. Like, you can still, like I said in the last one, you can still be cool without doing all that. And there's just, like, so much cons. Like, yeah, the pro being cool, which it doesn't matter. In 10 years, all that matters is, like, how happy you are, the family you make, like, who you're with. It doesn't, you're not going to think, oh, well, I was cool in high school. So that doesn't, your life doesn't revolve around that. That's only 4 years of your whole life. Like, you can't just try to be cool. I'm at high school, I'm just, like, there. I become friends with people that are, like, nice to me, and I feel, like, comfortable around. And I honestly don't have many people like that in my grade. Because most of them that, yeah, there's people in my grade that are nice, but they do that stuff, and I don't want to get involved because I don't want to get peer pressure or anything. But, yeah, I do not drink at all. But, like, when I was little, you would always, like, let me have a sip of your alcohol, and I felt so cool.
So there's a whole story. We got to tell this story. Because it's just...
Is it the one where I was, like...
Okay, in kindergarten.
Didn't you say this before on the other one?
Yes, this was a long time ago. People might not have heard this story. It was, like, I can't remember.
If you're new here, you'll get to hear it. If
yes.
you're OG,
you may have
you'll have
story,
to hear this again.
But, yeah, if you've heard it, sorry, but we're going to say it again.
Did you find the video? On your
dad thing? Took the video on his phone, so
he needs to find it so you can post it.
We might have to try to find that. Okay, so here's the deal. When Adeline was in kindergarten, she got lice not once but twice, and it was like,
ugh,
it was bad.
God.
And Adeline has a lot of hair. She has fine hair, but
I just have
a
so
lot
much
of hair.
It. Yeah.
And they loved her hair. I mean, it was insane. Like, so gross. So the second time, I'm sitting there, you know, with the little comb, and you're crying because it hurts, and I'm trying to, like, put this.
And dad was gone drinking.
Yeah.
He wasn't even home.
Yeah, I don't even think he was home.
No, you were just by yourself in your bathroom with me, like,
yeah. And
drinking, trying to get all the pain, quote unquote.
Well,
away.
So here's the thing. As some of you parents who drank to, like,
get
through parenthood because you thought that's what you needed to do. Obviously, that was a moment or a time where Then I felt I needed to drink.
Yeah, and if you like are drinking to get out of parenthood, then when you look back at when your child was five, all you can remember is just hanging out with your friends drinking while they're there just like watching you, and you're trying to be all like fun, but to them that makes them think, oh, well, I have to be drinking to have fun with my friends, and I want to be a parent like you and all this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you're only fun when you're drinking, so I want to be like fun too. Like,
yeah,
it's just a bad effect on the kids, but at least I didn't get affected by that. You can still like, I'm getting back to the first time I was there, but like,
let's finish this story.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, so, I keep getting off topic.
So, she's crying, I'm crying, I'm drinking a beer, and I look at her and I said, here, just have a sip of this. I'm going to remind you she was five, and this is not a proud moment, but I have to share. And she took a sip. She had one sip. Now, fast forward to a few weeks later, okay? She's in kindergarten. We're at school, and it's star student day. It's Addie is the star student of the day.
And like we said in like the past of this video, or in the past of this podcast, that I was a very outgoing child.
Very.
I could say anything, and I wouldn't be scared.
She loved to have the attention of the room, and she knew how to catch the attention of the room, which you did in your little presentation, and it was wonderful. And Blake and I were the only parents there. Because it was just Adeline, so we were the only parents invited to watch her present basically pictures of your family, and you talked about your family.
Thank God you guys were the only parents.
Yeah.
If the other parents were there, they'd be like, oh.
So at the end, there was a little Q&A, and all the kids are sitting down in front of Adeline, and Adeline is sitting on a chair, so she's a little higher up than them, and they're asking questions, and this one little boy raises his hand, and he says, what's your favorite drink? And Adeline leans in and she says, well, I like lemonade and I like root beer. And then she leans in a little bit further and they're all just like captivated. And she goes, but sometimes.
Hold on. Can I say it?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes my parents let me drink beer. I like said it like that.
Yes. And then she puts her hands over her mouth.
And everyone's like, oh my.
And they all start laughing and squealing. And her teacher, who was really young, and we had seen, Blake and I would see your teacher out when we'd be out drinking. So we knew she wasn't like,
yeah, like
totally
a goody
judgy.
Two-shoes. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She looked at us and was giggling, and Blake was devastated.
Oh my gosh.
He was so mad. I remember we were walking out of the school, and he said to me, you just had to let her have that sip of beer when you were doing the lice treatment, didn't you? And I'm like, okay. I wasn't even thinking that this would come back to bite me in the ass, but it did. All right, so those have been your small experiences with alcohol. But then they wanted to know how to explain that there's no normal drinking. I mean, I don't want to say that there's no normal drinking, because I think that there are people out there that can just have one. And then not have one for weeks or months. Like,
I kind of just want to be like that.
That's normal.
I kind of, right. Like, every once in a while, like, New Year's, champagne.
Like, have a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you're drinking, when your whole reason to drink is to get drunk and alter your state of mind, that's not normal.
No.
Right?
I don't want to get, like, make drinking like, oh, maybe a birthday thing, and then, oh, maybe a every once in a while thing, oh, every holiday thing, oh, once a week, oh, maybe every day.
It evolves that way, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens. That's the addictive part of it.
Yeah.
And because you have it, it runs in your family, your brain and your body is more susceptible to developing it into an unhealthy habit, and you have to just be aware of that. I wasn't aware of that, so that's how it just progressed to where it was with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question for you. Adeline, has your views on drinking for your 21st birthday changed, and why? So the first time Adeline was on, if you listened, If not, you should go back. It was a really good episode. But she talked about
going out. Yeah.
On your 21st birthday.
I don't really know. I mean, that's a while ahead. We'll just have to see even if I have that many close friends because, you know, I'm moving the hell out of this state when I'm 18. What? I'm moving to Florida and I'm living a good life.
I know.
So,
but you don't think you'll meet people in Florida that will want to take you out for your 21st birthday?
Maybe my 21st, I could come back in town and do like a little family thing or something. I don't know. We'll see how I am and I could change. But I'm not like planning on blackout, like drinking or anything. But like, yeah, maybe have a few drinks in there and you can have your little non-alcohol drinks in there and we can just... Mm-hmm. Still have fun. I mean, I could still do it without having drinks. We'll just have to see, but...
So that's shifted a little bit.
Yeah. Ever since we've talked about how I'm gonna move out of here.
Oh, because you're looking forward to that.
I mean, stuff gets in the way of, like, plans later on in life. That's why you have to live in the present and just, like, not worry about the future. But all you can do is change the future by focusing on the present. You can't fix the past. Like, this is stuff we say in cheer. But, yeah. Maybe I won't make it to my 21st birthday. You never know.
What do you mean?
No, like...
Is this getting dark?
No. I'm just, like, trying to give an example why you never know what will happen in the future.
Sure.
Like, you can't worry too much. I'm just going to live life, and when my 21st comes, we'll just see what I want to do then. Because you never know. I could maybe want to have some drinks. I could maybe just want to hang out with you and Dad and just chill during my birthday, and we can watch movies or something, like... Or go to the beach, or have like a whole...
Because we'll be in Florida.
Oh yeah, I can have you guys come down and we just have a vacation for my 21st. Like, something like that.
I like that attitude, though.
Yeah.
No sense in looking too far ahead.
Like, that's... How many? 6-7 years from now? Do you think your sobriety without starting the Instagram or doing the podcast, do you think you would have gone back to drinking if you didn't have much love from anyone? Like... You get love from, like, me and, like...
I do. But you mean my sense of community that I have created?
Like, if you didn't start the Instagram and you just tried doing it by yourself, mm-hmm. like, do you think you would be this far and your mental health would be this good?
I don't know. I would like to say probably... I probably wouldn't, you know? I mean, obviously I wouldn't, or I wouldn't have felt the need to do it because... I was 99 days sober. I was on my 99th day when I got on Instagram. And I was in a really bad place.
I remember the beginning Instagram photos and you were just like crying in them or like just trying to push through.
I was kind of at a crossroads then. You know, there was a lot of, it's the longest I had ever gone without drinking.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of grief happening where I realized that old version of me, I wasn't going to... I wasn't going back. That part of my life was done.
Mm-hmm.
But then I needed people. Like, I went inward for a really long time and just isolated because that's who I am. You know that about me. Like, I love my alone time so I can sit and ponder and think. But then once I've, like, come to resolutions, then I need people to talk to about it. And I need people to, like, communicate with. And that's what I was looking for. And I found it.
You know what else I remember? I don't know if you're the same, but when you were drinking, you'd always be, like, after a weekend of hanging out with, like, a bunch of people, you would need 3 weeks to be by yourself process and just, like, get recharged. And now you can, like, obviously you still need alone time, but you can, like, the next weekend still, like, hang out with your friends or hang out with me and my friends, like, just fine. Like, one weekend you would party super hard. Like, I didn't influence you guys to do that. And then I'd want to hang out with friends the next weekend or, like, during the week, and you'd be like, oh, I can't, like, pick them up. I want to stay home in bed because you were so tired and you were just so, like, lazy and just wanted to be alone and, like, almost depressed. Like,
I was depressed.
Yeah. And then it would take away time for me to hang out with people. And I, like, love hanging out with people that, like...
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah. I, like, grow off that. And you like, kind of... Yes. You can grow off both, but I love hanging out with people.
Your father in that, being very extroverted. Yeah.
Yeah.
You recharge by hanging out with people. That, like, gives you energy. Like, when you get done hanging out with people, you feel, like, alive and, like, rejuvenate it.
Yeah, but
for me it's the opposite. Yeah. When I hang out with people, I feel like yesterday, we did a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had fun. And I'm not saying this like, oh God, I wish we wouldn't have done that. I actually had a lot of fun. And as an introvert, we have to be pushed. Like, you pushed me to go do these things yesterday because you knew I would have fun. You knew I just needed to like get out and do some stuff. And I did have fun, but I was so tired last night. Like, I slept so good. I don't want to sleep like a baby. I want to sleep like my husband. But no, I slept so good last night.
Yeah.
And then, like, today, like, this morning, I just needed... I've spent a lot of time isolated today. Like, I needed to just, like, okay, that was really fun, but now I need to, like, recharge my batteries.
Yeah. And it's, like, easier for you to recharge your batteries now. Like, it's quicker because...
It is quicker.
If you were drinking... If you were, like, not sober at all and we did all that yesterday, you wouldn't let me... Because I'm having a friend over, like, after this episode and we're going to get dinner. Like, you wouldn't want to do any of that. And you'd be like, no, I'm just going to eat here. You can just stay home. Like, and now, like, you are going to dinner with us and you're still, you know? Like, It only took a short amount of time for you to, like, recharge quickly. And everyone... There's different types of people. There's people like me who can just hang out with people. And there's people like you or that can like just hang out, take a little break. And then there's people that just, you know, barely do that, which everyone's different.
But when I would, you know, do the hang out, because we would.
Yeah.
How the house was.
Yeah, but it was mainly dad.
Right.
Doing that.
But I would push myself.
But you would push yourself to do that.
And I would have to drink to push myself to do that.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. If you have to drink to be comfortable to push.
Yeah. No.
That's a red flag, right?
Oh, yeah. And now you don't have to drink to be comfortable to push.
Because I do things that are in alignment with me.
I always just try stuff like, I do this too. There's something I don't want to do, but you, like, have never done before. You just got to try it and see how, like... Because you think it's going to be bad, but then you're like, oh, that wasn't quite bad. I might do that again. Don't get in your head about something. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a question for you. What have you learned from my sobriety?
Well, I'd see, like... You being hungover, and I'd be like, I don't want to deal with that every Sunday after going out. Like, that just looks painful. I'd rather just do it without the drinking and probably still have more fun, if anything. And you don't, like, really remember half the night. So you don't have much memories of, like, having fun. Like, you gotta just do it without the drinking. It made you more crabby all the time. Like, there was so many cons to it. There might have been one or two pros, which I don't really... Some people could have more... Like I said, everyone's different, but there's just too many cons, and you have to think about that before you do something. Like, okay, what are the pros to this, and what are the cons? Like, that's going to be with everything, but if there's more cons, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And it just makes you kind of like a different person. Like, if you now were standing next to, like, 2020 you when COVID happened, it would be completely different. If I'd, like, ask you right now to... make a TikTok with me or something. And then I asked you back then. You back then would be like, no. You now would be like, all right, let's go. Like,
I don't always say yes to them, though.
Well, you definitely have been more than...
I do more than I used to.
I barely have any videos or... Well, I have pictures with you, but, like, barely any videos of you back then. And I have so many with you now.
Well, you talk about pros and cons. Do you think that that's helped you in... decisions you've been making lately, pros and cons, because I know we just had a big decision to make about cheer.
Yeah, and when people ask, I'm like, yeah, because there's more cons to it and there's more pros if I don't do it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pros if I don't do it. Like, yeah, it's a really fun sport to do, but there's always an end to things. Mm-hmm. Like, you're drinking, like, mm-hmm. There's always an end to things. Life isn't infinity, things aren't infinity.
There's chapters,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, it's chapters. And then there's the last page of the book, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Yvonne the other day. She came over, and I was telling her that you decided not to do cheer. And she's like, well, what is she going to do? You know, that's like the next question. What are you going to do with your free time? And I told her that, well, go ahead and say what you're going to do instead.
Yeah, I'm going to start going to the gym, and I can, like, have a schedule around that. Like, if there's a night where I have so much homework, I can skip it and move it to another day. I could, like, with cheer, you can't do that, and you can't miss.
The commitment.
And, like, say I have family in town, and I have gym, like, and I, you know, move it to a different schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I can add on to the time I'm at the gym. I could put less time at the gym. Like, it's focusing on me. I'm my own coach, like
mm-hmm.
you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think being more independent like that would be, like, way more nice and, like, way less stress for me. And, yeah, with cheer, like, the practices are hard and the competitions are fun. Like, that's worth it. But I'm, like, my time's up with that, and the gym will just, like, help me stay active and still make me not really lazy. Like, I need to still be in an active form. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, like I do with cheer. Because that's why I wanted to do it. Remember 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I wasn't doing it anymore, and I was like, I just need to do
it. We took a year off for yeah. COVID.
And I was like, I want to do it again so I have something to do after school. And then I was like thinking, I'm like, I don't want to be like that again, so I need to make myself do something else
mm-hmm.
like that.
And you know what I love about that?
Hmm.
Is that what you're wanting to do is something positive for your health.
Yeah.
And I quit dance and I quit basketball in high school.
Do you regret it? Do you wish you
but
added
But do you
want
to know, but my reasoning, or what, you know, when I quit, I wasn't like, I'm going to quit doing these things, but I want to continue to be active, so I'm going to go to the gym instead. I quit doing those things so I could have more time to party and drink. And so I have to tell you that, and I was telling Yvonne this, I am so proud of you that the reasons that you want to quit and the reasons, you know, you what you want to do moving forward.
And like, okay, this is kind of extra. This isn't really like for positive health, but this will like make me happier. I'll be able to like get my nails done and actually get them like what I want and not have to have them blank. I can get more piercings because it makes me happy when like you can just those small little things also help you like think. Like, yeah, it's going to be hard at first. I'm going to see like a bunch of people from my team this year like having fun with it during the whole like next years, but I gotta think like that's what they like, that's best for their mental health, like they stay in it, that's good for them, but like everyone's different. Me not doing it is the best for me.
Mm-hmm. And we can go watch when they
yeah.
have competitions in town and cheer them on and do all that. And I mean, you're gonna find new things to do.
And at first I was like scared, like, oh my gosh, my coach is gonna hate me if I'm not showing up at tryouts, these people like will think badly of me, but that's, like, sad to think that about people. You can't, like, have people in your life that you're scared that they will, like, be mad at you for a decision that you want to do that's best for you. Like, you can't be scared to say something in front of someone and, like, be scared that they're going to judge you when you're, like, trying to be comfortable around them. Like, you have to find the right people to be comfortable around that you won't be scared of saying something that they'll like bully you for.
Mm-hmm. So that was a con right there. Just knowing that that's the environment
yeah, like,
you're in.
If you're just get a reality check and think like, if you are about to say something to someone close to you and you're scared what they're going to think or you're scared what they're going to like say, like that's not good. Like
it's not good.
You can't have those people in your life. You got to have like, I tell you anything. Like I literally just like told you something, but
yeah, you did
2 years ago. I would be scared to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can literally just open up. That's what I mean by, like, I like how you've, like, changed. Like, that's the way you've changed.
You feel safe.
Yeah.
You can trust me.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable around
you.
I'm
in my right mind and that I'm not going to be irrational in my response. Would that be a correct description?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think this was a really good... Once again, you blew my mind. Shall we say adios to everyone?
Yep.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. Remember, I am just a woman on a mission to normalize sobriety and living a sober lifestyle. I am not a licensed therapist or a doctor. Please, if alcohol is causing serious physical or mental health issues, seek professional help. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to hit follow so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, leaving a 5-star review will help this podcast reach more people like you in the sober community. It's an easy way to spread the word in normalizing a sober lifestyle. You should never feel alone in sobriety, so feel free to reach out to me via email or through my Instagram account at This Is Steph Sober. Links to both are listed in the show notes.